It's Friday, November 29th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. All the political moves of the week. Did the Russian trolls' tweets work? And PC makers blame Intel for the revenue problems. This is the business of tech. There have been a number of moves on the political front that impact tech. Senate Democrats have introduced a digital privacy bill to strengthen the FTC's enforcement powers over tech companies. The intention is to define a set of rights for citizens around their data. This is not the first bill floated in Congress, as the House has a bill that extends California's privacy legislation. The White House has proposed that the U.S. Commerce Secretary be able to block imports of any technology deemed to pose a potential national security threat under sweeping new plans proposed by the Trump administration. The previously reported rules require the personal approval of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross for sensitive transactions. And Apple has come into trouble with lawmakers who believe the company is using privacy as a shield for anti-competitive behaviors, with the House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee issuing statements this week. Why do we care? Regulation's coming, you can see the lights coming, and rather than have it be a train running you over, have it be a platform for change. Between the contract for the web Monday, numerous privacy stories on Wednesday, and these stories now, it's clear technology is being commented on for more than just the technology itself. This can be an opportunity, as the opportunity is to lead here, and the question is which organizations will do so and to what end. A study has been released by researchers at Duke University and published this week that measures the impact of Russian agents using social media to affect political views of Americans. The study finds that the answer, at least on Twitter, is no, and the authors offer that the primary impact is those who encounter Russian trolls are the ones who are already most entrenched in their partisan views. There are disclaimers. The data is from after the 2016 election, focusing on political views within a one-month period in 2017, and the researchers identify that foreign election interference should still remain a concern. Why do we care? The actions and the effectiveness are two distinct components to analyze. The researchers are right to point out that the attempts alone are notable, and anyone who does marketing will confirm that not all marketing is always successful. Just because it wasn't successful doesn't mean it won't be in the future. This doesn't address misinformation as a systematic problem as well. Finally, this is a very small sample and focuses just on Twitter. Are the trolls simply bad at their jobs, or is this route ineffective as a strategy? The larger question remains of how the spread of misinformation remains a systematic problem and one society will need to address. A shared set of facts remains a cornerstone of a functional society and seems to be less and less a reliable constant. PC makers have specifically called out Intel, as Dell and HP named the company's supply issues as responsible for problems in their earnings calls. Last week, Intel told customers it was running short on PC processors. On Tuesday, Dell issued lower revenue guidance for its 2020 fiscal year, and HP noted on their earnings call that Intel's situation could affect HP's revenue, although did not provide revenue guidance. Gartner estimated PC shipments increased in the second and third quarters and cited Windows 10 upgrade opportunities as the reason. Why do we care? Well, this is clearly more motivation to close out those Windows 7 upgrade opportunities as early as possible in case the projects are affected by the supply shortages. Windows 7 reaches end of life on January 14, 2020. Even for solution providers who do not rely on hardware revenue for profitability, this does have some potential risk for impacting services related to these projects. Get those deals signed. This certainly could be good for AMD, whose shares are up this year. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 35 is out, the discussion about cultural norms after the discussion of AI ethics. The guys move into how Google constantly adjusts its algorithm, and a listener topic about companies that negotiate or pay off ransomware. Should you or your clients negotiate with the criminals? Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'll be in London Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. And if you'll be at Channel Evolution Europe, I'd love to see you there. Find me at my two panel sessions. Otherwise, have a great weekend, and I will see you all on Monday.